name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio, is an extraordinary saint who is manifested before the modern world, incredulous before supernatural things, that miracles still exist, and that God has not abandoned men, but still continues to trust in them. The many conversions made through confession tell us that this sacrament is not out of fashion and never will be. Neither will the Mass. The Mass is the memorial of the infinite love of Jesus, that is, a living and real actualization of the infinite love of Jesus who becomes truly present in our midst, alive and risen, like on Christmas night. Padre Pio lived in a special way the mystery of Christmas each year, but he especially lived in his body, the passion of Jesus, through his wounds and sufferings. Jesus had told him more than once, "I associate you with my passion." In the Mass, St. Pio of Pietrelcina lived the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Despite having handled rivers of money to do charity works, it never stuck to his hands. He received the letters with money and immediately gave it to whom it corresponded. If it was money for masses, he gave it to the superior. If it was for his works, he would give it to the administrator. And as for his purity, he was extremely delicate. In his spiritual children, he always instilled in them the love of purity and chastity. God granted him many supernatural gifts, as we have noted in many of our videos on the 99 Catholics channel, especially the gift of bilocation, performing miracles, converting sinners, the gift of prophecy, and others. Many witnesses in the beatification process assure, Padre Pio converted sinners, healed the incurably sick, predicted the future, was at the bedside of the dying, as happened in many cases in hospitals, private homes, or concentration camps. He even guided sleeping drivers or saved distracted or reckless drivers from serious accidents. But above all, he wanted to be a poor friar who prays. He had much to suffer from calumnies and misunderstandings, but he offered everything to the Lord for the salvation of sinners. Padre Pio was a saint who, without physically leaving his convent, did good for the whole world, sometimes in bilocation, but also through his prayer and suffering. His works will continue to speak to men of all times about the power of God, which exalts the humble, and that it is worth being a saint and giving one's life for God and others. In a letter addressed to Raffaellina Sarassi, he told her about holiness. Sanctity means being superior to ourselves. It means perfect victory over all our passions. It means real and constant contempt for ourselves and for the things of the world, to the point of preferring poverty to riches, humiliation to glory, pain to pleasure. Sanctity or holiness is loving our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. Sanctity is loving even those who curse us, hate us, and persecute us. Sanctity is living humble, selfless, prudent, just, patient, charitable, chaste, meek, industrious, and fulfilling one's duties. Not for any other purpose than to please God and to receive from Him alone the deserved reward. In short, sanctity has in itself the power to transform man into God. God wants us to be saints too, and chose us from all eternity to be saints and immaculate before Him for love. St. Pio of Pietrelcina also loved the Church very much, of which he was always an obedient and faithful son. For this reason, he greatly respected the ecclesiastical authorities and his own religious superiors. Padre Pio was not acquiescent with error, and much less with sin, acting energetically as a good father with his children. A witness priest reports that in 1957, the Protestants of San Giovanni Rotondo launched an evangelization campaign to counteract the influx of Catholics who came to the town to visit Padre Pio. They built a chapel, and several hundred ignorant Catholics had themselves rebaptized by them in the new Protestant church. The witness priest says, "One morning, Padre Pio called me into his cell and asked me, 'Don't you know anything about what is happening in the Sant'Onofrio area on the outskirts of San Giovanni Rotondo?' 'No, Father,' the witness replied. 'Don't you know that the Protestants have opened a children's asylum and that the children who come out of it say horrendous blasphemies against the Virgin Mary? Do something, and soon.' 'Children who blaspheme the Virgin?' He was moved. 'Father, you know that this is the area of the archpriest. We religious cannot act there,' the witness priest replied. 'Are you interested in the friendship of men or the good of innocent souls? Go in my name and speak to the archbishop so that he authorizes the opening of a children's asylum near the one for the Protestants. Do not be afraid.' I went to see Archbishop Monsignor Cesarano, who gave me the authorization to open a nursery school in the Sant'Onofrio area. Later, he called the Sisters of the Sacred Heart to direct it." The reaction, as expected, was violent and implacable, but on December 17th of the year 1957, the St. Francis of Assisi Nursery School was inaugurated. A short time later, the Protestants had to close their children's asylum due to lack of children and found refuge in another area, but another nursery school called Peace and Good was also installed there. Padre Pio's program was to combat evil not only with prayer, but also with deeds. He also fought against communism in the city. One of the things that gave the most votes to the communists of San Giovanni Rotondo was the flourishing consumer cooperative. Even Catholic organizations came to it, since the prices were lower than in the market. Padre Pio clarified that evil could not be helped even indirectly, and that Catholics should not help the enemies of the church, and he wanted to create his own consumer cooperative. He quickly found a group of spiritual children who organized the desired consumer cooperative, which was dedicated to St. Francis of Assisi. In less than 2 years, the communists could not continue. That cooperative still remains, and through it, it has been possible to alleviate the misery of so many in need in the name of Padre Pio. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you.